And then mind follow the Dharma. It's a very important mind follow Dharma. We are practicing some tradition of form of Dharma practice. You are very familiar, maybe. Following Dharma, then through Dharma, understanding Dharma, then we know Buddha. And we don't directly meet or met Buddha yet, but Buddha in form of sutra or words, we can read his, still today, even today we can read sutra, and these are his own words. Even we have a chance to meet him in person, probably he taught this. So through these words, sutra, we can meet Buddha. And then through practice of Dharma, then meet Sangha. Like Sangha is group of practitioners who have a similar basic common agreement or understanding in philosophy or practice. So this through Dharma, we meet Buddha and the Sangha. So, and through the Dharma, we see Buddha. See, if you really see in emptiness, then you see the Buddha himself, like Buddha in different form. You can see the Buddha's statue. This is a represent Buddha, or Buddha's mantra. Then through reading the mantra, you also some connection, understanding of the mantra, meaning of mantra, very deep. Then you realize this is the Buddha's teaching. But also from view or experience, view of emptiness, like Panjaparamita taught this view, similar, we recite this Heart Sutra. And also through the practice, not only the words, but through the practice, when you reach the state of realization of emptiness, then you real Buddha. You see him as like people who face to face, actually in the mind, the same state of mind, similar condition. After we understand the emptiness. Of course, after that, there is a gradual and a long path to the realization or enlightenment. Also have many stages. But you studyingly saw him in the emptiness, great emptiness. Today our topic is the Tonglin practice. So Dharma, we use two words to describe Dharma. One is the wisdom side. Wisdom side is the emptiness, of course, selflessness. These are not easy to directly understand, like Bodhidharma, like Chinese master Liu Zhuhuinan, the lineage, I think most Zen lineage from this side, and then Dogen Fasu, and these are sudden enlightenment, and also in Zen tradition, two main lineages. One is gradual path, one is the sudden path, sudden enlightenment path. But these to emphasize the wisdom part very much, sudden enlightenment. Everybody want to have the quick approach and effective practice. There are many people, of course, attained a certain enlightenment, and after that, some people, like once you enlightened enlightenment, but after a while you go back to normal routine of life, then the enlightenment also disappears. So you already experienced that the seeds, or we can say seeds of Buddha nature, of course, this is a big the ground seeds. But also, after you have this sudden moment of enlightenment experience, then this will really making shorter in the turn to enlightenment, the passing through journey of enlightenment will definitely become shorter. But still there are great chance to confuse again. So like whereas we can see the sun shining in the sky through the cloud, there is a break inside or open little bit space, then the sun shining, but later on the cover again. So similarly, when we understand through words and experience that it's not very stable, in order to stabilize in this, we have to practice the shamatha meditation, and to any state of mind, any thoughts or no thoughts, you can be very stable for 30 minutes, 2 hours, even longer time. The stable is very, very important for journey through the life to death. After, like in Tibetan tradition, we have the teaching of after death. So this stable mind is the crucial you can practice or you can maintain the realization. Otherwise, this very moment realization doesn't really help much. And then the gradual path, there are in Zen tradition, I'm not very familiar with Japanese Zen tradition, but in Chinese Zen tradition, Chan or Zen tradition, they are doing some labor works for monastery, for master, doing some chore or to hard work, and then gradually have some devotion. And then not through the complete knowledge investigation of a vast and deep knowledge of the philosophy, but through the healthy mind. Healthy mind means the less stress, less the negative emotions, less complaining. These habituation will become smooth and maybe more peaceful state of mind easily after they achieve this state. And then master will point out some mind instruction. Before, the hard work is not really only for labor work, or master will shouting to you or stick to hit you, but these are the see the habitual tendencies one person could have accumulated from long time past, in the past. It's not easy to change some person's personality or the natural responding habitual tendencies. So once some people in the emergent, like a moment of fighting, like a hitting, shouting, then they can control by bigger force, that is the devotion. Devotion can diminish the self anger from self inner turbulence. Then the higher ground of teaching is ready. Otherwise, when your mind become rough, then you don't trust anybody, including you. Maybe people turn to hatred to themselves, or more, then it's difficult to have some wisdom teaching in the high. So in Mahayana tradition of teaching, these in Tibetan Buddhism very much emphasize the other words is the compassion training. Compassion, bodhicitta, we use the two words. One is wisdom to see the emptiness, and one is compassion. And then compassion and wisdom become one word, is bodhicitta. Bodhicitta from relative side and absolute point of view and relative point of view, these two, two legs. If you want to walk towards the heaven progress of the realization, then without one leg, you're not going far. than only emptiness, as we said before, also for many people difficult. So these two legs can help you to achieve the goal, to reach the goal. So the absolute bodhicitta and the relative bodhicitta, this is from the two sides. One is the our daily life. We have a five aggregates or five sensory level of contact with people, with the community phenomenon, everything. And then the other side is the we can say secret or majesty feeling of the mind, the or of all phenomena behind the truth, behind this phenomena of the truth. So these two sides we call, one is the absolute bodhicitta, it's talking about emptiness. Relative bodhicitta is talking about the generosity and the six paramita action and the four immeasurable aspirations and ten virtues. These are the relative side. Only relative side of practice, you doing okay or doing fine, well, and then to transform obstacles, including the emotional obstacles and analyzing obstacles, wisdom, or we can say the analytical obstacles and emotional obstacles, and then gradually you can transform the habitual the obstacles of the in the habituation. So habituation is most difficult to transform, but through the compassion and the six paramita trainings, then gradually you can achieve that transform, or we can say sometimes people love to say you don't need to do anything, you are okay now. These teachings are suitable for some people, but it's not easy to maintain that natural great state of mind. So if you your mind not that easy to calm and stable and stay in the great natural peace, then it's good to have some movement towards special training to your mind condition of your mind will change their behaviors. These transforming taking place, very important. So you already read this Tonglin. Tonglin generally very simple, part of the relative truth of the bodhicitta. And then the relative bodhicitta, four immeasurable training. Then first is the equanimity, immeasurable equanimity. So this is if you want to practice Tonglin, then immeasurable equanimity is first. So immeasurable equanimity, how to train in, then we can do simple explanation. You can close your eyes. And then thinking about some people who really good for you, love you, and compassion to you, and maybe parents who give you this physical body, raise you, give you chance to pay your fee to get education, and they also educated you, teach you how to be a decent human being, and also all food, clothing, and taking care of you when you're kids. And then they also paid a lot of patient energy and tension to you, not falling down and not go dangerous way. These, so each detail, one day taking care of a child is not easy. So if you remember, so whole like 7, 8, until 12, 13, 18 years, they paid tremendous effort to you. And so this is like their kindness is unrepayable, or you cannot really repay those kindness. So first, thinking about also others, say some maybe your relatives or friend, good friends, the virtuous action they did to you. Thinking about a few moments about memories about the past. And then, after that, you think of some people who harms you, people who you don't like, or some bad memories or experience you had before. So you don't like their maybe behaviors, even their dress, or they cause you some problems. Some people don't like other people no reason, but feel the way of speaking or laughing or dressing or walking, everything. Sometimes it's no reason, but it's like sense of just perception, people who read people. So if you have some in this life and the past, you think about those people. And one first group is in the right side is your relative close to you and very dear to you, and the left side is the people you dislike, and your future still feels stuck in the emotion and some problems, or you feel not easy get together people who felt uneasiness something. So in the left side. Including recent, if you had some argument or if since we are practicing Buddhism, then thinking about in this way, the relative here is really the people who love me, so I also love them. What is this situation here? That most of us understand, if somebody good for you, give you a present, gift, and they give you a warm smile and a hug, or always have a good attitude, and then to you, you always appreciate it. So also, normally people react the same way. And there is a when if there is a chance some people few years ago good for me, but after a while something happened, then we don't have the good feeling of each other, then maybe turn to the negative side. So this means our compassion based on the some conditions, certain conditions, like if you give me a good attitude and showing good virtuous action, then I will do same. But once for money or for any other competition, jealous, and then maybe the cooperation is not there anymore. But even harm each other is possibility. This also happened in the society. So closeness is changing. Since you are born from childhood until now, many good friends, now maybe you never called them, never feel they existed. And also these people still with you, some people live in one family, one roof, but always the closeness body, but mind is not that close, heart is not that close. Some people, even the couple, separate in different rooms, and then for and they have even share one bed, but have a different dream, different the feeling about themselves. So from this side, what we're already doing is the thinking about past life and the present life and the future life. That means we don't really have the, from Buddhist point of view, we say all mother sentient beings, all mother sentient beings means we have a close contact or close relationship with all sentient beings in a certain time. But today we already forget and didn't understand this, and we also don't believe this, because in our memories these are completely stranger or completely unrelated sentient beings. So even this life, if some enemy can harm you, but you have the guard to the enemy, so they harm you, it's not that easy. But the relative or close people give you wrong direction, wrong idea, and you trust them because you have the blood relationship or some marriage relationship. But if the one person have a misunderstanding about something, misguiding you, it's also easy. So there's harm, love and the harm also coexisted in certain way, somehow. They may also, for example, if one person have a want to take time to gain some retreat and gain some insight, but you, because family duties, you have to stay in the home and do household chore rather than the staying monastery or to retreat to in understand more about, have a chance to study and reflect on it and apply on it. So that means there are many chance you could the people who love you, but from Buddhist point of view, we have to practice in we do have the time of separation and die each individually. We don't die together. We don't always bound together. So that means each one have their own journey in this life after this. So the very important is knowing they won't benefit you, but they don't know how the best way. They only have a limited they all have some limitation of themselves. So how could really benefit each other? So love, also the closeness may be turned to attachment and grasping. That's also very strong, harming each other also very deeply. So some stranger talk to you some a negative way, you don't feel too bad, because these are just you don't care these people. But some people you loved, they cheat you or they using negative actions will deeply wound you. So from this point of view, that means the closeness changing through time to time, through this life to after this life. And then look at the people you don't like. You don't want to look at them, even hearing them. You don't want to connect with those group of people or animals, any sentient beings you don't like. Then thinking about this also, saying from Buddhist point of view, there are the precious, the practice object, or we can, no, they are not like object of the thing, but the things, they could be very helpful to you. Even this secular life, people who you don't like their behaviors or doing things, then they also some give you indirect lesson how to be, how to do things in right or wrong. And the other side from Buddha Citta training, if you can tolerate. Only the enemy can train in you tolerance, love. Otherwise, who always showing smile and very good to you, there is no chance to practice patience and strengthen your love and the care about others. Only there is a chance to challenging your tolerance and love, then make your strength is much better condition about your love and your forgiveness, and then also to change your own habituation is very important to have these people. Maybe they don't know they are benefiting you, but actually they are very treasure in journey of enlightenment. So one master, Atisha, 11th century, he came to Tibet from Bangladesh, and he carrying one monkey with him. He is already 70 years old. The monkey always jumping around, and sometimes the text they will spare, and sometimes the balls. To eating, drinking things, or they also make big mess all the time. So Dongdongba, his students say, why don't let me to take care of this monkey? Then Atisha said, no, this monkey is very helpful for me, continue training my compassion and patience, so you don't this is very good for me. And similarly, from this point of view, then we have a different understanding about people who we normally feel not good, but in the truth, they are also the source of, if you are practice, you wanted to really enlighten your mind and increase your compassion, then this is a very good way to understand not only anger to anger or the eye, tooth to tooth, but you through these good, positive or negative, actually it's not the net positive negative. In the end, or we can say the truth, how your attitude will transform these bad and good and positive and negative. So there is also a story. One master riding a horse with his student and went through one family, have a nomad area, one tent. There are people. The family have killed a sheep and then boiled some meat and eating that. And there is a father, mother, and the mother carried a small child. And then there is a dog also. also chewing the bone left by the people eating meat and left bone to the dog. And then this master called Padamba. Padamba, he laughed. This is a samsara. This is the amazing, or we can say, or the strange of samsara. Then the student said, "Why, master, you laughing? You are laughing and see feeling, or not laughing as happy, but feel like the ironic of the life of in samsara." And then Padamba, he said, "You look this family. This person who killed the Pakas, the sheep is reincarnation or past his father's reincarnation. His father is all life shepherd, a shepherd all his life. So he always have the habituation of taking care of his sheep. But in turn, his karma maybe not very well, good, so become a sheep in this life. So today, unfortunately, he have a fat and a very good build, fat, and then the family decide to kill him, kill this sheep. And then said this lady who carried, then the dog eating, biting the bone, and too close to this family, and then they said, "Oh, you go far, use another bone to hit this dog." And dog, I don't know how to hit, my English is not very good, shouted something like and then said, "This is the parents, the mother also. Previous life, he is the this parent's father become sheep, mother become a dog, and also they always have the in their mind always wanted to protect this family and the sheep and the family. Then they turn out they become like these, and then they have a lady have holding the very small baby, and then choose some tent meat to feed the kids, and said, "This baby is actually enemy of the this family for a long time. The old man, he passed away, and the karma is because there's a big karmic debt. He's coming rebirth as their child, and then all the also pay back the debt, karmic debts." That, so he said, "Do you feel laughing, eating father's meat and hit mother, and then the dog also the parents is a husband and a wife. Husband is already meat in the lamp, and the mother is become dog to eat husband before the previous life. This is the husband dog, but now is he's born in he's carrying his mouth chewing." So he said, "This is a samsara who people they normally people don't see understand and then don't have that power of making knowing the connection of the samsara rebirth." So that similarly, when we say enemy and close people, if we have a bad relationship with the close one family or something, in the long future, this consequences only holy or signed unrealized person know what is the cause and the conditions. So at least we say in past life, some are not that close to us, become closer. Some are close to part because some happened, something the dislike each other or have some hardship between, so they part. So people from strange become relative close, marriage partner, and some from the closeness become stranger and also become enemy. So that means there is no enemy in ultimate. They're all same condition of wandering beings in samsara. So in this, so when we have the imagine of visualizing the right side and the left side, and then you can do some balance. That is first equanimity. The immeasurable equanimity means all sentient beings, actually we should have a similar compassion. If we attach to a group of people and then reject some group of people, want to some people and push the other people, these are in relative words, these are maybe making sense. But if you really absolute the point of view in your heart, corner of your heart, you feel this way, then it's not right. So you have in your deep level of mind, you have an understanding of the equanimity of all sentient beings. And then from they all possess Buddha nature, so this equanimity, basic nature, cognitive power, of a possibility to attend enlightenment is there. Doesn't matter it's a long time or take a long time or not. And also the wish for happiness and not suffering, reject suffering, these are same condition, all sentient beings. So we have the reason to understand all the equanimity. Training is very important. Once you have a equanimity training, then you don't feel very separate to many groups of people. In your mind, you always feeling of compassion to people. Maybe you don't know. This is why we beginning of our any practice, we always have raised the bodhicitta, mind of bodhicitta, and then at the end of dharma training, we always have some dedication towards all mother sentient beings in three realms, six different world. So, Donglin, we have the next week. We do have some time also, precisely some. Try some practice today. Time is all up, but there is a tonglin, another tonglin. People who they make balance of their mind, equanimity training, giving and receiving. Tonglin is means giving the compassion and what you feel virtue precious. The things or in state of mind you can you have attained to some enlightenment, you want to share all enlightenment from a dharma or from wealth, you want to give them, then receive. This is really very difficult, because if you say we are attained to enlightenment of we know emptiness of selflessness, then that means you beyond this limitation of we don't need. If you want to attend to enlightenment, that means the renunciation. Renounce means not like you have to do sacrifice something, but absolutely understand this life. There is nothing. The intrinsic existence of things. So you know this life is very, how to say, short and momentarily changing, dream-like life. So in this case, then you have a better encouragement of the training or the practice of bodhicitta, love others. Don't hang on to the best bad memories in the past or good, but always be the present and to do good towards people. So I remember in the one equanimity training, people have a very stingy mind sometimes, very like wealth, I want to count $1 by dollar like feeling. So if you sell or give other people or poor people some help, it's not easy from my pocket. So there is a saying, first from your left to right hand. So there is an apple. You say, oh, I give this apple to you, and then to your right hand. And say, oh, I want to give from my right pocket to the left. And then gradually give best smile, best wishes towards familiar people, people who you're familiar with, and then people who you don't know, and then gradually you have the full tension and to well-being of all sentient beings, then including the enemy, that bodhicitta become, the compassion become unconditional compassion, not because my relative or he have a good showing good attitude to me, but this is my philosophy. I keep all attitude, good attitude towards any sentient beings who wish have a happiness. So it's this. So because we have a very short time, so I will stop here, and I also wish we have a time to do some discussion, but the time is 35, I'm not sure.
Okay.
So, have you practiced Tonglin teaching before? Yeah, you already. Yes, very good. These are seems very useful. Many masters, including the Dalai Lama, always said many sad moments. He also passed through many big the ups and downs in his life. And then he said this, Tonglin training, if you are giving towards others and receiving others' pain and suffering, he said he doesn't know really sure, not sure he's giving this really benefiting anybody, but he's receiving others' pain, making his mind very strong and peaceful. He 100% this training will benefit you. Become in a very turbulent moment of time, you still eating well, sleeping well, because your attitude is not, there is no enemy at all. So it's really good. But Tonglin master also said, one Chikawa, but one master in Kadamba, he's in the throne teaching some Dharma and then talking about Tonglin training. And then somebody in the circle of the other side of the teaching group, and then one dog also hanging around, and somebody using big hard stone and thrown to the dog, and then dog also shout, and the master left falling from throne and fall to the ground, and then people say, what is this? Nobody hit you, but you left falling off from throne. And then he said, you see here the blue big like somebody who hit you the stone. And then this is not normal story, but they said this is some great master have the capacity or to take in other person's illness or suffering. For myself, absolutely not having these powers, but we have this teachings, or the like similar teachings to saying Tonglin power, Tonglin training also benefiting others. If you say you are sitting in a room, quiet room, practicing this giving, receiving practice, and giving all your good things you think is good. Receive all bad people who you don't want, other people also don't want. Like, basically, like, what's it called? The garbage recycling machine or something. All bad thing, but turn out to be good product. So this, I think the point is the selfishness, self-centered feeling we have. This is all agree common, like Buddhist practitioners always saying, the self-centered attitude, self-grasping are the cause of all suffering. More you grasping, you more greater you suffer. So that means the Tonglin training really have lose our the making more light or tender our heart of this heart, mind, self, solid self, selfishness feeling, or directly target by the Tonglin, and then become understand more about compassion, and the transform is really amazing. So I recommend if some people here who never tried before, then there are many Tonglin trainings, but next Saturday or Sunday we have a one time, I will finish it, the next part of the compassion Tonglin and equanimity today, but then real practice is next weekend. Dedication, if you